Welcome. Thank you for joining me for this meditation. This is Karen Cleveland. As you settle into your chair or your couch or the floor, the bed, just take a couple of breaths to get started. Today we're going to talk about programming that runs our life. Some people call these beliefs. Don Miguel Ruiz, in The Four Agreements, he calls these agreements. And we're going to talk about these because if we want to make a change in our life and we're not aware of what our programming is, what our belief system is, or what our agreements are that is predicting a way for us to act, then we can't make a change if we're not aware of it. So we're going to just become aware of hopefully one or two. You can do this as many times as you need to go through different beliefs or programs. So as you're relaxed, settled into your space, I want you just to contemplate these questions I ask you. Think about them. And in the end, I'm going to ask you to choose one that really seems to have an impact on you, one that really bothers you. So when you were younger, what kind of things were you told about appearance? So for example, what kind of appearance was good and what kind of an appearance was bad? And did your appearance matter if you were a male or female? Did it matter how old you were? What do you recall as a child about your appearance? How about behavior? Do you remember expected behavior and the situations that behavior was expected in? Diet, were you expected to eat certain things or not eat certain things? Love or courtship? Marriage? Money, spending? All these things, different expectations, different agreements were created when we were young. And again, we want to become aware of them. So I'd like you to choose one topic, one agreement. Maybe it was the kind of job you're supposed to have or the career. So out of either those topics that I mentioned or another one that comes to mind, really bring to mind what you remember about that. And do you remember a specific time when you were actually told that? For example, that girls wear dresses and boys don't? Or was it an overall expectation in your family? So I want you to think about that for a minute. Select an agreement or a belief or a programming that is with you and see if you can remember a specific moment you were told that or if it was just a general expectation that you just kind of knew. You see, these agreements that we make, we don't realize we're doing that. We don't realize we're agreeing to that behavior, to that expectation, to that appearance, whatever it is. But because we're exposed to it so often or so clearly, we eventually agree to it. And so right now in your life, how do you fit this agreement? Are you good or bad about it? Are you right or wrong about it? And ask yourself, is it true? Whatever this situation is it really true? Is that really always the way it has to be? So when we have these agreements, we need to be aware of them, and then we want to break them if they're not true, if they're not serving us. If we really want freedom, we need to look at breaking them and creating new agreements. So if the agreement you have isn't true, what is true about that situation? Can you reword that into a new program? Now, I understand this might have moved through this process pretty quickly, and it might sound very simple, but we have to start somewhere to experience that freedom and experience a new slice of life, a new something new, a new journey. So if you commit to the new agreement, how does that feel? Does that feel like something in your life shifts if you believe that instead of the agreement from your childhood? I invite you to go through this process often. There's so many agreements. Now, Don Miguel Ruiz talks about the four agreements. I mean, he talks about all of this. This is one of his exercises. But he has the book, The Four Agreements, and then the fifth agreement, which are, you know, really keys to living in freedom, to have a shift in our life. But it's also important to look at these small individual agreements that we don't always realize how much they affect us. So again, just a couple of the topics you might want to look at in the future might be, you know, money and how it's spent, and marriage and courtship and love and children and diet, your appearance, your behavior, your job, your religion, you know, even how you keep your yard and your house and the car you drive. There's these little unsaid agreements for almost every part of life that we don't always realize we have. So I'm really thankful that you joined me today. Again, feel free to do this as much as possible. Start to become aware of your agreements and learn how to shift them, create a new agreement, and perhaps use it as an affirmation for a while. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking to you later. This is Karen Cleveland.